Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, everybody huddle up for a little team talk with Teebs. We're looking at the past 24 hours in the life of Teebs. Should we be excited, Teebs?
Always.
Always. All right. Talk to me about this guy on your left.
This left.
Yes.
Okay. He's a handsome devil. He's
that is true.
He's pretty damn funny. He runs at like a kilometer a minute.
Wow.
You know, like he's blitz. He's like he's blitz.
What an asshole.
He throws pretty damn good gigs. He's my neighbor and he's also my series guy.
Okay. He's really your neighbor. You live next to each other.
We're like a street apart.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. He goes by the name of Jack Devereux. He's a regular on the show, and he's also a regular on these Twitter streets, but we're going to get into the spicy things he says in a little bit. Let's go into Teebs' timeline over the past 24 hours and pick up on some of the stuff. So, Jack, you got to weigh in on your thoughts on Teebs' tweet.
Don't worry, I definitely will.
What's up with the voice?
Trying to be sexy, B.
It's how you model on radio. Okay, let's kick it off with this. Can you believe that Teebs got 42 retweets for tweeting? I like dressing well and smelling amazing.
Teebs says hi and gets... It's actually quite annoying. You know, you have to put some thought into it. I mean, that's like... Should get 5 retweets. Everyone likes that, obviously. But yeah. But he does look good. I mean, every day.
Thank you, Jackie.
He dresses up and.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Puts in an effort.
Yeah.
We've actually already got a question for Teebs on WeChat. Booty says, ask Teebs, 2 questions. The first is, let's actually see if Jack can explain these, give answers to these questions, and then Teebs will weigh in. Please explain who Teebs keeps buying lunch and sunglasses for. Jack?
I don't know. He doesn't show on Snapchat. He only shows one pleat and like a half a sunglasses. So I don't know.
Teebs, who are you buying this stuff for?
Myself.
Okay, cool. Yeah. There you go. And do you think basketball could eclipse soccer in Africa in a few years? You can take that direct.
No, never.
No, not going to happen.
No, soccer's the biggest.
It's going to stay the biggest for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere. I mean, it's eventually even going to be bigger in the States.
I think as the NC says, until Jesus comes back, it's going to be the biggest.
Did they really say that?
They did. They
like said, the whole ANC said that?
No, they said we'll have a white president as soon as Jesus comes back. That's what they said.
Oh, God.
Teams tweeted, I feel mildly handsome today. Time to go home and reflect. So what do you think Teams looks like when he's reflecting, Jack?
Well, you don't have to imagine it. You just go into his Snapchat and you'll see him brushing his beard.
I have to
take care of my beard, though.
Yeah, that's how
there's a reason why it's soft and luscious and shiny.
Goes home on that big couch of his and opens a bottle of wine and reflects.
And hangs out.
That's what I do.
It's
safer than the streets.
Safer than the streets. Because on the streets, you would find lots of frenemies. You tweeted the word frenemies recently.
Mm-hmm. Last night, actually.
Yeah. What happened?
I just see them everywhere. People that don't like each other, but like they're best friends on social media.
You see that a lot as well, Jack?
Yeah, that's always, you know, on Twitter, they're laughing with you, but when you have an event and it's successful, they're not the happiest people, but we don't do stuff for anyone else, so it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
This next tweet could have come off your timeline, Jack. You never want a woman to want her sex back. But it came off of Teebs.
I laughed when I saw that.
But you don't, though.
No, you don't. You're
like, imagine if a woman wants her sex back.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
How would that even... That's
like, no. When she talks about you in girl talk, and she's like, gosh, I wish I never had sex with that Jack Devereux guy.
I regret.
Like, I really wish I could get my sex back from that Jack Devereux guy.
What led you to that thought?
I was laughing with my boy about... Has a girl ever told you that she wants her sex back?
Okay.
And apparently women say this to guys, like, I wish I could have my sex back.
There you go. Well, as long as it's not in your context, it's okay.
Yeah. It's not always our context.
Being known as a sex pest is still the worst thing in life.
What's worse than being known as a sex pest, dog?
What's a sex pest, though? Someone
like Yahlopa. Like, you're that guy, like, girls see you and they're like, oh, God.
He's going to want to hook up. He's
going to touch us. He's going to do, like, you're a sex pest.
Yeah, it's gonna grab our asses. Yeah, no, look, you don't want to be that guy. It's like a sicko. Like a,
you really went on a thought process there, Jack.
Yeah, because
I think he can finally picture the guy. We know the guy.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
By the way, Jack, how long does it take you to put together, you do your Good Morning to Gentle Brothers tweets very regularly, which is just pictures of ass all over Twitter?
It's pictures of beautiful women.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't take me long. You know, I know where to look. I know where to look. So some guy said, I wonder how long it takes Jack to find, you know, all these pictures. It's quick.
It's quick. It's Google Images.
I know where to look.
Okay. What's been the most interesting response you've had to one of those tweets?
Guys like it, you know. I've had guys literally, when I got a girlfriend last year and I stopped, obviously, because she didn't like it, guys came to me, like, during parties and were like, dude, like, we need you.
What happened to the tweets?
we need you, dog.
You're our source.
Like, yeah, they're like, every day in the morning, we look at that, we're like, yeah, this is so great. And we carry on with our day. So when I'd stopped for like a couple of months, they were, you know, and then when I came back, some were excited. Some say they like with their eyes only because their girlfriends are watching. But it's just for guys, man, just to
start the day. Good day to Gentle Brothers. Teeb said earlier in the past couple of hours, men shouldn't use the words slay, slaying, or slayage.
That's definitely true.
Okay, move on.
Thank you, Jackie.
Don't wait on others to believe. What were we thinking?
Jackie and I always talk about ideas. And half the time, if you're waiting for people to say that you've got a good idea, like, it's never actually going to happen. So I think that's why a lot of people procrastinate. One, just fear. And two, just looking for validation.
Mm.
You know?
This got over 300 retweets, which Teebs told me, oh, no, I didn't even know it had over 300 retweets. I mean, I don't know how you don't see on your timeline when you look at dimensions.
I thought it was like 50-ish.
It's so. Like 300 retweets. He tweeted this. Let's really go through it now. It's a bit of a journey this tweet because there's a lot going on. It goes, attract, don't chase. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Persist, don't annoy. Got it.
Okay.
Learn, don't act like you know. Applaud, wait your turn. Enjoy, don't dwell. Boom. 300 retweets.
That's pretty dope.
It is a lot. I mean, how long did that... Because we were sitting around the table and I was saying, look at this guy. He's actually 300 retweets. He's tweeted like 50,000 times in the past 24 hours. Each of them are really smart. And someone was saying, no, but it must be calculated. I mean, something like that, how long did that take?
What do you mean, how long did it take?
To come up with that, bro. You know, copywriters sit at agencies the whole day. They work on stuff like this.
No, that's...
Couple seconds.
That's a dope.
Couple seconds.
That's a dope. Please go through it again.
Attract, don't chase.
Okay, I agree with that.
Persist, don't annoy. Learn, don't act like you know. Applaud, wait your turn. Enjoy, don't dwell. See, now you got 304 retweets because Jack's also jumped in.
Thank you, Jackie. The don't annoy one is... Comes pretty in handy.
You just gotta persist. In what context?
Obviously, when you chasing a girl.
I knew you were gonna take it to woman.
No.
This could have been business. This could have been anything.
It was all business for me, brother. Just putting it out.
Tell us, Jack.
For me, women are business. No, like, what's the thin line between perseverance and, like, okay, obviously, annoying is when you send for WhatsApps and she doesn't send one back and you like send the fifth one. That's you being annoying now. But persevering is, you know, if you send a WhatsApp and she blue ticks you, do you persevere by sending another one or do you just leave it? I've got a lot of pride, so I'll leave it, you know, and the girl will be like, no, man, I was busy, blah, blah, blah. It's a very thin line, you know, yeah, especially for me. If I send a message and you blue tick it, that's that.
You're not going to follow up with anything.
If she says, no, I saw it, but I was with my father, blah, blah, blah. Then you're like, oh, okay, cool. Then you feel bad. But yeah, look, sending another one, yeah, maybe two. I must try two.
That's the maximum Jack's going to send. We're going to get into your tweets because you said that you need a wife and all sorts of things on your timeline in a second. My favorite snaps are of people on their grind and in their homes. It's like people disappear when there's no groove.
Yeah, I mean, like, like now. It's like there's people that you won't see on Snapchat right now because there's no party. You know, like, so people only like come alive when like there's a party.
Yeah.
So I actually, for me, I mean, it's that social media thing. I like to see what people are doing behind the scenes. Like, that's what I've always loved about social media. So if a guy is building his home, you know, I like seeing him, you know, like setting out the plans with these architects and these builders and talking about, oh, the basketball court is going to be here. I like seeing that stuff. So that's just me.
Yeah. The most annoying snaps are the ones where you can't even hear them. They deep in the middle of the club. It's dark. Hey, all you see is purple.
What's
and
that
pink.
Sound that goes? Hey, 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 hey.
And then they do like 20 in a row and you're thinking, but you are really disrespecting my data. Cause you can't see it's all you see is pink and purple and maybe a champagne bottle there. No, it's actually the worst.
But how much is too much to expose on Snapchat?
I don't think there's such a thing. Personally, expose whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, look, I follow Kevin Hart. He tweets quite a lot. Gym, working, promos, whatever. So when he's with his children, when he's with his fiance or whatever. So Tip says, I don't think there's too much. Obviously, don't.
Okay, actually, I'm wrong. I have a boy of mine, and I've told him this. He's always Snapchatting his weapon.
Oh, wow. Know?
And like my whole thing is that I believe that's hectic because
it's not Oscar Pistorius.
No, he's not my friend. Like, because I believe there's a safety issue. You know, I think obviously this thing is for defense, and if you're constantly showing it to us, someone out there is gonna challenge you. You know, it's just how people are. You know, so I told him the other day that we really don't need to see your weapon.
Yeah, that is a little bit much. I would also say, like, keep your clothes on as much as possible.
As much as possible.
In Snapchats, because people can still screenshot it, so you got to be careful there. But otherwise, it's really up to you. I don't know, some people wouldn't want people to see their bedrooms and that kind of thing, but that's it's a personal choice.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, 50 Cent tweeted something that you weren't happy about, Teebs. He said, I'm going to get me one of them bitches from a third world country. At least she won't have high expectations. He has a clean glass of water, baby. LOL.
Well.
I mean, this guy...
Oh, I called him the C word, hey?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I mean, he's the C word.
That's what it is. 50 Cent, does he have any relevance in 2016?
You know, like, he's still doing exceptionally well. Not musically, obviously. But what I've concluded about certain types, even a Kanye, like, part of their work is a reaction. You know, like, I don't always believe that 50's sitting there and he's just a dick. But it's like, what can I actually do to get a reaction? Because right after the reaction, then I'm going to tell you about the new season of Power. I'm going to tell you about Effin' Vodka.
Which
I'm
going to tell you about,
you know
July.
What I mean? So I think some guys have accepted being the villain, like on social media and in media in general. So no one else, for example, no one else could release a video like Kanye released. No one.
With the wax figurines of Kim and everyone. Yeah.
But... no one else, we wouldn't have accepted it if anybody else did it. But we accept that it's Kanye and he's always going to push the limits.
50, though, like, pushes the limits, but like people don't really care anymore that much about what he says.
Yeah, I think he's just done it too much. And it's... Look, Kanye does it, but he backs it up.
Mm.
50 tried it. I think he even released a couple of songs, but they were whack. I think now he's got a new song with Chris Brown. Apparently they were shooting the video.
He's always got a new song.
Yeah, so he's trying. And... I think that one also, because I know T.I. and Jay-Z are quite passionate about water in Africa.
Mm.
Like, they come here. I think even Alicia Keys, they go around, you know, for water, Africa, save water. So, as well, I think he's just trying to push people's buttons. Like, he's just...
trying to get a rise.
Yeah, and then...
is what it is.
Yeah. I think that's all he's... Like as Tim said, if Kanye had a normal video... it would be one of those. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, like now we don't want Kanye to girls by the pool. Do you know what I mean? Like rooftop vintage videos. You know what I mean? Like Kanye driving around in a car. Like
you want something artistic.
We're actually gonna diss him for that. Mm. So now he has to be crazy. He has to be Kanye.
Listen, speaking of getting a rise, Tibbs tweeted, something made me really angry earlier. I hadn't felt that emotion in a while, and Petty Tibbsy almost made a cameo, but we off that.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
They gave him white bread instead of brown bread at Wimpy.
I always get rye. Secondly, if I mention it, it's a bit too personal. But someone did something stupid, and they did it because we were trying to get a reaction. And I did the smart thing and gave them no reaction.
Okay, there you go. Grown up TVZ.
Yeah.
So he's got the beard, and then he pats his beard. If right. He gets angry, he like, pats his beard.
Yeah, I just go and I oil it up and make it soft, and I feel better.
There you go. Oil that up and make it soft. Sounds like a good plan.
Yes.
You tweeted that your pull-up game needs a little bit of a tune-up, but your dips are monstrous.
Yeah, pull out.
Yeah, pull up.
I was gonna say everyone thought I said pull out. I really suck at pull ups in the gym. Always have.
But that's like the hardest exercise.
Yeah, like I'm really good at dips, really good at push ups. Pull ups have always I don't get it. And I think I'm pretty strong.
It's pull up and then it's close to pull out, and dips is another word for girls, so
yeah, you know, I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, obviously.
Come on.
He was being facetious, yeah.
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 And I'm actually too good at pulling out. That's why I don't have a child at this age, which is a problem.
You didn't have to do this on my segment.
Well, I think that is a good segue, though, to take a look at some of Jack's tweets. I'm trying to see if there was anything. Oh, yeah, so one final thing I wanted to ask about was Cocaine Cowboys.
Yeah, I was watching it last night.
What is that? I haven't heard of that.
Oh, it's a docu on basically the drug trade in the 80s and 90s.
You are obsessed with the drug trade.
I think it's like all business. You know, you have to... It's like if we all smoke weed, like who becomes the number one businessman? It's like everybody was selling coke, but Escobar became the guy. You know, Griselda Blanco became the lady. Like, and the things that they did... It involved, you know, business. It involved marketing. It involved packaging. It involved placement. It involved distribution. It involved sales. And I think that's all business.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Cocaine Cowboy. Sounds like a good one. Let's take a look at Jack's timeline here. So, Teebs, you got to weigh in on this friend of yours. He has had some successful tweets in the past couple of days. Nothing in that 300
range.
I'm sure
he has.
But then again, Jack will ask people to retweet if you're cheating on your partner. And you got 5 retweets. That's like, how?
Nah, I think, obviously I was messing around when I tweeted that, but...
But why are you always trying to get guys in trouble on Twitter?
I'm not trying to get them in trouble. Just, I know no guy will ever, like I'll say, tag your girlfriend, make her day, show her you love her. I know no guy will do that. Except for like the really... Really committed guys.
What is it that you said recently that's landed you in quite a few Twitter debates?
On Oscar Mann, this girl calls in and says that she does an article, so she doesn't get a lot of money. So she buys her boyfriend gifts, but he always pays her back. So he'll say, "How much was that jacket?" She'll say $500. He'll put 500 rand the next day. So that was a big debate of, you know. So I said, well, this girl, I don't know what she wants, because, you know, girls are actually pretty cheap. For a girl to buy you something or to spend money on you, it means you're quite special, because girls are cheap as hell, I said. Yeah, so obviously 80% of the guys agreed. They're like, yeah, you're right. And then some of the girls are like, no, speak for the girls you're dating. What type of girls are you dating? Some of the girls are like, no, we're not cheap. We're very, what's this? Money, conservative, blah, blah, blah. So it was actually, you know, some people went and attacked. Some got defensive. I was like, dude, obviously when you say something like that, it's a generalization. But in general, for me, 80, 90% of girls don't buy their boyfriend's gifts. That's like a fact.
But you want that in a relationship, right?
Yeah, look, I don't want you to buy me a PlayStation.
What do you want?
But like, for example... If I smoke cigars and she knows the type of cigar I like, buy me a cigar. Buy me a jacket. Buy me a wallet if my wallet is old as hell. Like, it doesn't have to be a 3,000 rand, whatever, you know? But girls only buy their boyfriend stuff when it's their birthday or something like an anniversary.
Or when they're in the dog box. Because every once in a while, girls do get in the dog box.
Yeah, when their phone dies, when they're out with their friends. So anything, man. It literally can be anything. Like... If she knows the new FIFA came out and I'm at work, If I can get home, it's like $400, but not often. But like, it won't. It hey, look, in my experience, anyway, it doesn't come.
Yeah, but your experience has been a little rough because I mean, even you tweeted when I get a girlfriend next year. In brackets, I'm taking it slow because I've been hurt too many times. She's going to be my wife.
Yeah, look, I've actually, these guys always diss me. My friends always diss me, saying I've probably had the most girlfriends ever.
Is he just not choosing the right woman, Teebs? You know, you've been in his life.
Look, I've told Jackie this. Jackie is very, in my opinion, on the surface. Jackie, like, he meets a girl and he's like, yo, she could be wifey. That's Jack. Do you know what I mean? And then it's 2 months deep and he's like, yeah, I don't know, eh? And I'm like, yeah, because now 2 months deep, you're supposed to be saying, okay, maybe she could be wifey, in my opinion, you know, so.
Yeah, I think I'd do it. I even tweeted today that I look for looks first.
We all do.
Is that, no, but like I literally, if you're pretty, I'll try and make it work. Instead of the other way around, like, yeah, you're pretty, but you're also funny and intelligent. Then I try and make it work. I try to make it work just based on looks, which is obviously a problem. And
but if you're aware of the problem, it doesn't seem like you're doing anything to fix it.
No, I mean, that's why I said that I'm going to take my time, because now it really needs to be, like, I want a lot of things, like a woman who can cook, blah, 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 a woman who works. So if I meet you and you're pretty but you can't cook, then we're just wasting our time, you know?
Yeah, you have a list of requirements. We've been through that. It's all, yeah, the podcasts.
It's
just five things.
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
I want to wrap it up with this because I thought that this was a really important tweet on your timeline. Had over 70 retweets. Racist white people get the shock of their lives when they are confronted by an educated black person who tells them where to get off. Was this in response to what happened at the Rivers Church?
No, there were pictures going around of these two guys with their father beating a construction worker because he was working on the road. It's not like it's his, you know, company. So they were beating him because I think he was blocking the road and he told them to go around. So they got out and people took pictures. So I was saying, then there was another one, I think a couple of months back, where those guys jumped over at an engine. They walked into the engine and they were smoking. And the guy says, no, you can't smoke, obviously, inside the garage, which is a, you know, common sense. They jumped over and they started hitting him. I think as old as brothers or something. So I was like, they actually get, because with us, that won't fly. You're not going to, because they, I don't know what happens with, they're still scared of, you know, a white man, like they're uneducated and the workers, you know, they do this. Me, we fight. Me. And, you know, even when they say things and you're like, what do you mean? I remember some guy where I stay, called me and said, yeah, you haven't paid rent. I'm like, it's not the end of the month. And then he said something offline. I was like, listen, don't ever speak to me like that. Mm. Blah, blah. And then he got a shock of his life. He was like, what? I'm like, don't you ever speak to me like that. I'm not whatever, you know? And he was just surprised. He couldn't answer. And then I was like, don't ever call me again, actually. I'm going to deal with this person. So when they get challenged, which I think was what we must do, you know, we mustn't just sit back or complain on Twitter. If you don't like something, if your boss say something offside, challenge him. You don't have to be rude, but say, listen, I don't appreciate you speaking to me like that. You're not this, you know, and then they'll stop.
So across the board, this is if you're a woman in a workplace and you've got some douchey man
exactly.
boss.
It's everything. Just literally, you don't have to be rude about it. Say, yo, listen, I don't like you saying my ass looks nice in this dress, blah, 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 blah. Okay. As a woman, you know?
How does it always get to
No, because he said if you're a woman and a douche of a man is like, hey, baby, you can sit them down and say they don't expect an answer or a challenge. So if you give them that,
yeah, look, it's about a lot of things. I mean, other day in my complex, my boy is over and security comes and knocks and says there's a complaint about noise, and I thought it was crazy because literally we're sitting on the couch having a conversation. Mm. Now it was about 11:30, so maybe downstairs or upstairs you could hear us, but we certainly weren't making noise. And then so I was like, can I please have the details of the person that complained? And now the security guard doesn't know what to do, because now he doesn't want to have to go back to the white person and be like, okay, cool, that black person actually understands procedure. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's strange for him. And I think a lot of this, a lot of these situations are based on knowledge. Like, you don't have to raise your voice. Obviously, if it's, if there's violence and someone's trying to beat you up, like, you do what you have to do. But a lot of the time, you're in a position of power and you don't know it. You know, just basic procedure that these people cannot speak to you like that. But you raise your voice, you throw your hands, and then you look crazy. You know, as opposed to sending an email and being cordial. And that's not easy, but that actually gets the point across and you'll do something about it.
Yeah, we have, you know, one of the most unbelievable constitutions in the world. At the end of the day, if someone does disrespect you in any way, the law is ultimately on your side, yeah, whether you're in a whatever situation you're in. All right, let's get final thoughts. Final, anything that's left to say here. Teebs?
For me, as always, just do the basics really, really well. Just be consistent and everything will work out.
Power. Jack?
It's my birthday on Friday and I'm going to Durban.
I saw, yeah.
So
we're going now, bro?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
You said Durban is going to be lit.
Lit.
Yes, Durban is going to be lit. So Friday is my birthday. You know, some birthday goodies would be nice.
What do you want?
Yeah, we'll see it in Durban.
Would you like a Sandton City shopping voucher? What would you like, Jack?
Yeah, like it's some shopping at Gateway, you know.
Okay. All right, there you go. These two are total rock stars. That's at Jack Devereaux and at Show Teebs Love. Guys, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, bro.
Cheers.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. Auto Trader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.